Ladies and gentlemen, meet your Republican candidates for Missouri's 8th Congressional District. Dan Brown, Jason Crow, Bob Parker, Peter Kinder, John Terrell, Lloyd Smith, Sarah Steelman, Wendell Bailey, Jason Smith, Clint Tracy, Todd Richardson, and Wayne Wallingford. Before taking the stage, they worked the room, grinning from ear to ear, shaking hands, making small talk. About 300 people filled the space, but the candidates honed in on those wearing red, white, and blue ribbons.
The red, white, and blue ribbons signify the members of the 8th Congressional Committee.
That's Lori Trump, president of the Southeast Missouri Pachyderm Club.
And the committee members are the members who will be making the votes and the selection of the Republican candidate for the ballot when the election occurs to replace Joanne Emerson.
The moderator asked a lone candidate 6 questions, and answers were nearly identical on most issues, like natural disaster funding for the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Here's former state senator Jason Crow.
I will not support emergency hurricane relief that is more laden with pork. Have you guys seen this new Sandy relief bill?
The House passed the Hurricane Sandy relief bill this week, and most embraced Crowell's sentiment against what they view as pork-infused disaster legislation. They also agreed on never-compromising conservative principles that government regulations strangle economic growth, and many would like to see food stamp funding separated from the farm bill. But the candidates did differ in some respects. Bob Parker wondered if there should be any farm bill at all. They had some different takes on economic development. Former Treasurer Sarah Steelman recommended a moratorium on new federal regulations. Ex-state GOP Executive Director Lloyd Smith and Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder both emphasized modern infrastructure. Senator Dan Brown wants to see so-called agri-enterprise zones. And Wendell Bailey said he would only fill out the remainder of Emerson's term and not seek re-election.
Now, there are some people that believe the duty is to pick somebody for the next 10 or 15 years. That's not the committee's job. That's the people of the 8th Congressional District's job.
Mary Ann and Carl Pankhurst both wear those red, white, and blue ribbons. As members of the Washington County Republican Committee, they've received over a dozen resumes in the mail and had candidates visit their living room.
I like the credentials of a lot of them, some more than others. I've just got to sit down and think about it now.
It's a very serious thing to both of us. More than I ever thought it would be, actually. It's very, very difficult. Because when you go to vote, you know a little bit, and you go in and you throw a lever and that's it. This is infinitely more difficult.
Jefferson County Committee member David Courtway has narrowed his list to a few names and says he is looking for leadership.
I think this country's lacking in leadership right now. We're just swinging back and forth and no dialogue, and we need some leadership to try to bring some good ideas together and get some progress done, move this country forward.
Democrats are going through a similar process. This is a staunchly Republican district, so whoever the GOP committee picks will be heavily favored to win the election. Once Emerson's resignation is official, committee members will choose their nominee, and Governor Jay Nixon will set a special election. In Cape Girardeau, I'm Jacob McClelland.